to run man high. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And then, you know, it was just, God just led us from then on. And it was the best thing in the world that ever happened to either one of us. And I am so, so thankful that the Lord took his time with us and got us going on the right path. And another interesting thing, too, is we used to have before we really came to the Lord, a Jehovah Witness that would come into the store all the time and share with us the Watchtower and stuff like that. And, you know, we were kind of interested in that, but we just never really got into it. And thank God that, you know, he led us, directed us, and got us to where he wanted us. Praise God.
Yeah, it's, you know, luckily protected by cult activity, because I was sort of involved in an Eastern cult for a very short time with the guru and all that junk. And
wow.
But it didn't ring true. I knew I was in my teens. I even went to Boston, got inducted into Transcendental Meditation. Now, I do believe meditation is not a religious thing. I do believe Jesus meditated, and there are studies now that show that grades will increase in school, your heart rate's better. There is a thing called meditation and contemplation, know, and that seems to work. But anyway, so none of it rang true as far as religion, and it would be 10 years till I was 29 that I was watching Pat Robertson, and I got up one Sunday morning in my little ghetto apartment, my $150 a month apartment in Troy, New York, and I started yelling up at the ceiling, and I went, okay, I'll take a chance. I mean, I always thought it was foolishness, but, you know, I read autobiography, The Yogi and Satchitananda and Yogananda and all those guys, but I said, okay, Jesus, I believe you died on the cross and rose from the dead for my sins, and nothing happened at first. And then I said, I was vehement. I mean, he says, it is written that the kingdom of God suffers violence. Violent men take it by force. This does not mean physical violence, folks. It means that you violently want him. You violently want to break into the thing of Christ. So I said, all right. I believe that I'm a sinner, and you rose from the dead, and I'm a fool to live without God. So I tell you what, I said, I surrender the rest of my life to you, and boom, that's when I sat down in my rocking chair and was overcome with the running over of the Holy Spirit and the peace. And I said immediately, this is what the black folks are talking about. I said, this is joy. This is not a synonym with happiness. This is joy. And I went, wow, you're real. And the Holy Spirit was actually, the Holy Spirit was with me for six straight months, like just constant, this presence of peace and joy. And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt I was born again. And then somehow ran into, listening to your station, how it ministered and you had all these people on from Don Gossett, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
And then ten times.
This is Gerald.
Don was a good brother. I loved him. He was just so simple, down to earth, and just loved Jesus and loved God's people and just wanted them to have the best of the Lord, to enter into that relationship with him. And I loved Don, and but he's home with the Lord now, as is Floyd, my husband. As you know, he went home to be with the Lord a few years back, and it's just another, I love Christian music. And I love the song that you did, and I'm surprised that it didn't get five. I remember seeing your video of the song that you did about It was, you know, Buddha's not in the grave, or Buddha's still, yes. You go to Buddha's grave and he's still there, and Muhammad's grave is still there, but you come to Jesus' grave, and I remember you being by the grave, by the tomb where Jesus had laid, and he's not there. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm surprised that it didn't do more, but in his time, Rhett, you know?
They debuted that on the 700 Club, which was amazing, because Sir Lionel LeCoultre, now you were there, Sir Lionel LeCoultre, folks, was the world's most famous attorney and successful attorney in the history of man. He's still in the Guinness Book of Records. He was a genius. He had 214 murder acquittals before he lost his first case. Now, out of 214 people that were accused of murder, certainly some of them actually committed murder, but he got them off. And then in his 60s, he came to a saving knowledge of Jesus. And then he was brought to the I Love Jesus Festival in Albany, New York, and he said, you can go to the tomb of Muhammad or Buddha or Confucius. And anyway, he inspired me to write that song. And then ironically, a year later, I'd recorded the song and sang it and was able to tell him that he inspired it. And so we went to Israel, shot a music video, got back. He wrote to Pat Robertson and said, favorably consider having this young man on your show. I was in my early 30s then, and Pat Robertson invited me down. They debuted the song, and and speaking of that, which, by the way, the Lord has given me a vision, and its time has not taken place yet. And this comes in when I'm thinking about, I'm an older man now. Have I missed the mark? And maybe I've missed the mark, but I believe God can do it at any time. And I think, Nancy, there is coming a time. I think there's a lot of, personally, I think there's a lot of showbiz going on in churches on Sundays.
Yeah.
And I think that I was anointed. I was in a prison, actually, when I was anointed by God. I won't go into details.
Wow.
And it has to do with the praise and worship. And I was anointed by God for that. That is one of my callings. But I think in the end times, we are going to have large assemblies and arenas. And I think that true worship and true praise, not performances, but where collectively you have 10 or 50,000 people praising God, I think the cloud, the Shekinah glory will visit, and I think there'll be miraculous healings. I don't think it's going to be focused in on one man or one woman. It's going to be the presence of God himself. I think he's sick and tired of man usurping the glory of God. And, I'm not going to judge anybody, but, you know, it's not my job to judge. But I think a good time is coming, and I'm just excited. Don't you think there's going to be a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming now?
Very, very definitely, and there are a lot of ministries that are saying that. It's interesting, Rhett, because I believe the Lord told me a few years back that there's coming a revival, only this time it's going to be different. It's not going to be one man, one personality, one place. It's going to be all over in many church groups, and it's going to be a lot of the laity that's going to step up with the giftings of God, and there's just going to be a great supernatural move of God, and I can't wait. I've been in some what they used to call, because I went to a holiness church when Floyd and I were first born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, and they would call it a hairdo teardown service, and that's when the Holy Ghost would fall, and everybody would be dancing and shouting and running and just praising the Lord and, you know, crying and, oh, my. Some people's hair did start to come apart because it was pretty well pinned up. But I believe it's going to happen again. I think I don't know if it was on a program that I watched or somebody's sermon that I saw or something on Facebook. But I think somebody was saying that this time, this revival is going to be even more potent, so to speak, Holy Ghost-filled than the Azusa Street revival was. And I'm saying, so be it, Jesus. Bring it on. Bring it on. We need you more than ever. And it's a very interesting time we live in, and I'm anxious to see all that God's going to be doing.
You know, by the way, I do want to, I'm going to boast now, but I'll boast in the Lord, all right?
Amen.
So, it came along that I had this radio show, and I've been doing it now 28 years, but I said to the Lord a number of years ago, I said, well, if you're really in this, I want to interview Billy Graham. And I said, so if you don't give me Billy Graham, then I don't believe you've been in this. Well, sure enough, I got to meet Billy Graham. It's a wild story. I had absolute favor with his publicity guy, and it was at Jeb Bush's inauguration, and Dr. Graham and I were pushed into a room alone together just with his publicity agent, and we had a wonderful time. And I will tell you this, Nancy, he was the most humblest, loving man I've ever encountered. I cannot explain it. I have yet to meet another man who had the humility. Where he attained that humility, I'm sorry, I don't want to hurt other preachers, but I have not seen it in one solitary man, and I think this is why God exalted him. He says he gives grace to the humble, he resists the proud. And there's so much arrogance in the pulpit, and people need to, the pastors or whoever it might be, judge yourself. I'm not going to judge you, but, you know, and it's like these singers, too, that are putting on Showtime. It's not about, you know, I wonder how many people would sing on Sunday if they decided to put the singers at the back of the church where you couldn't see them.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Can hear our land, and only you can make things right again. Come chase our wandering hearts, these prodigals we are. Don't wait. We wanna see revival. Bring us back to you. Oh, how we need you to. We wanna see revival. Oh, and only.